Morning, Yosef.
Morning.
Is the shiur today at 9:30 or 9:45?
It's 9:30 every day because they're back in the Beis Medrash.
But it used to be 9:45, didn't it?
Not in the Beis Medrash.
No?
Nope.
All right, I must be remembering wrong.
Well, I won't say it's dementia.
No, don't say that. Where's that fancy mouthpiece you had yesterday?
Oh, hold on. Yeah, sorry, I should...
Where did you get that from? It's very nice.
It's this one, right? You like this one?
No.
Yeah, this one?
No. Yeah, the two-color face mask. That's cute. You remember those 3D glasses?
Yeah, I did. Oh, no, yesterday I was wearing a mask because I was in Yerushalayim.
On my screen. Oh, that's better, Abdobi. Okay, I'll ask all the regulars. Okay, fine. So we're holding by a... We were speaking yesterday about the Kiddush Hashem that needs to be made by the Yidden, that every Yid is an ambassador for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we had the Beis Hamikdash, so then the Beis Hamikdash was the generator that sent out that Hashpoint to the world. Now that we don't have a Beis Hamikdash anymore, so each Jew gets sent out into Golus, he's sent to his different corners where he needs to go to, Geneva, for example, or London, or even Manchester, Rahmana Litzlan, Burma, Yidden everywhere, China, Shanghai, people have to go everywhere, and that's and Kodesh Baruch even arranged for the Mir Yeshiva to be in Shanghai, if you can imagine such a thing, because that's the Shpor that needs to happen in the world. Okay, we're trying to understand at the end of the day, what is the Yisod of Yisurim, and we said this, the Yisod of Yisurim is the fact that you need a header before you can have a Kedusha, you need a removal of the Or Hashem in order to give you space to be the Boira Yesh Me'ayin. That's where we're holding at the moment for those who have been here. If you haven't been here, it's too much. We have to start again from the beginning. So you'll have to just be patient. Okay, fine. The Fresh Mem Hey. Kedei Lahavin Zoyes Nitam Etzir Shchicha Kamoshul. In order to try and understand what we're talking about here, we'll try and bring a matzav that happens very often, and we'll bring it as a moshul. Manhattan. You have a guy, he makes his money in property, he's a builder. He buys a 10-story building in Manhattan. After a few weeks, he gets all the people out the building. He evicts all the residents. And then he brings in the demolition squad. And they knock out the building. They mamash wipe it out down to the foundations. The law bulls your vote. So reset akayim. Not just does he destroy the building that was there. Not only did they destroy the building, but he gets the workers digging a big hole there. Deeper and deeper and deeper. V'kol ha'matara litzok yesod amukim ulivnot b'makom komot tat karkot. Why is he doing this? Because he wants to build a much bigger building. He wants to build 10 stories in Manhattan. That's a shed. you want to build a building, yeah? So to build a building, you've got to dig deep foundations. Ovisham Adam Vatoma, guy comes along there, he doesn't understand business, and he says, I don't understand. Why did you destroy the building? Well, why did you wipe a building? It was a good building. You know, you had 10 stories, everybody paying their rent. It was a good, strong, healthy building that was paying a lot of rent. What did you go destroy it for? Onolo, bonim ka binyan chadash shel 80 komot. Because here we're going to build a building of 80 floors, 80 stories, 10 stories. Azim kach einu mevin l'shema harastam et ha-binyan ha-yashan. He says, good, I understand. You want to have more stories. But why did you wipe out the 10-story building? Just build another 70 stories on top of the 10. You'll have 80. He doesn't understand if you want to build an 80-story building, you can't build it on the back of a 10-story building. The foundations of a 10-story building can't handle 80 stories. It's just that simple. First, you have to destroy the building. Then you have to dig deep, deep foundations, and then you can build. He's still not satisfied. Why do you have to build on top of 10 stories, buy 10 stories, destroy it, kick the people out the deer? Just go find it, empty shetach. What's the problem? Good question, no? There must be a lot of empty spaces in town. Just one second. Okay. There must be a lot of empty space down there in Aten. But do I can eat a binyan? Kind of make as a yevarasto to go out of the town and then machaselucha. Zubdi kasiba on our kablan. Anima on yed live not at good. השחקים כאן, במרכז האי, זה מוקם מסחירי שכדאי להשקיע בו. No, I dafka want to build here in the center of town. In the center of the central business district, that's where you want to mashkiy. To go 40, 80 story building out in the suburbs, there's no business there. כאן מובטח נשוחה להחזיר לעצמי את ההוצאות שהשקעתי, וגם להרוויח יופי מסכים שנראה בו. Yeah, in Manhattan, an 80-story building. I'm not getting a lot of money out of that. An 80-story building down in Lakewood or whatever, in Monsey. Ain't my lasot him there. So there are any lines that Dafka, Haheres, Harchul, and Amuki Magalim, ki kan oimed livnot binyan gadol v'gvur yosa. What do we take out of this? A cute story. It's a nice story, very posh, but what do we take out of this? Dafka. It's Dafka the horos. It's Dafka the knocking down the building and the creating new space and digging and creating a churban. That's what enables a new, bigger building to be built. Churban Yadut Europa, Nira Eine Bosa, Churban Shein Lo Tachlis Chas V'Chalila. He himself was a Holocaust survivor. And he also was somebody who owned a lot of property in Manhattan. So he's a good marshal. But if you look at the Churban Europa, it seems like there's no purpose to it. Besides, you out there a lot of Jews, an Einish, it wasn't Einish. I'm getting into that subject. What was the purpose? Nira keheres ad yosod. There was down to the foundations. Amram agol rebel chonon vasem and Hashem yokam dover abo dvorim shonim regoim moatim lifnei sha'ala lemizbeich koile tmima. Before Reb Chonon was martyred was killed by the Nazis in Machshmai, he said the following words. This was heard from somebody who was there. As Advarim Shemati mi Pi Adria mina Yechidim shenitzlu Harav Oshri Zal miatzot Abrit Oshri Harav Oshri, who apparently was there at the time. They say Rebbetzin Wolbe. Rav Wolbe's Rebbetzin was also there. She was a young child. She was also there at the time, and she also said over similar things, whatever. The discussion into what happened there. Well, he sang over. I never heard it from Rav Osh. Taubes said over in the name of Rav Osh. He heard it from him himself, and he said, Rav Osh used to travel overseas to raise money for the yeshiva. His family tried very hard to persuade him to stay. Rav Chonon knew what was going to happen. Rav Chonon wrote a sefer while he was there. Huh? Before the war. Rav Chonon wrote a sefer called Ikvah Sidur Mashiach, describing what the Holocaust was going to be. In intricate detail. They knew what was happening. The Chofetz Chaim, Rav Chonon was the top muvak of the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim knew what was going to be happening. Spoke about. One second. That's not about this. Yeah, we're learning about why is there Yisurim in the world. If you've got questions to ask, why Rav Chonon, what he did, let's see. Patience, Rav Aaron. You've learned Gemara three times. Patience, Savlanut. I can't say Shama v'Zocha b'Rechot, so you have to be paid. So they persuaded, trying to persuade to say, Rav Chonon Seriv La'azov his kiloso, his tzoyin meroisa b'yoyim kashim. Rav Chonon refused to leave his students and his community that he was the head of in such difficult times, and he felt he had to go back. Nikai ki yodeli kras is molech. He knew what would be happening. Ki cheshke naturally yois b'mechitzas Rebbe Akiva v'chaveiru mokiris Hashem ba'avo. And he was ready to give up and give up his life. Ki Hashem ba'avo. Boy said tufa noira. The period of the Holocaust, when they were in the ghetto, I think it was in the Covenant, so he said, Hilchus Kiddush Hashem with these Talmidim. If you're going to dance Kiddush Hashem, you have, yeah? If you're going to Shaifa, you have to learn Hilchus Shaifa. You're going to build a sukkah, you're going to learn a sukkah. If you're going to give up your life for Kiddush Hashem, you're going to learn Hilchus Kiddush Hashem. Kishakulam in him Zatzma, Lodin. They were waiting to prepare themselves and getting ready to the laws of Kiddush Hashem. When they came and they kept them and took them away to kill them, it's commissioned from Nazi Mishnah. They wanted to say a few words to his chabura. With Dibba Benachas, he spoke calmly, but called Ragur, but Betuach, confident. And Kacho Omer. Kinirish Shemayim Bobon Eliyois Kabonus Atzibushul Klal Yisrael. It seemed that we have been chosen from Shemayim to be a Kabonus for the communal Kabonus for Klal Yisrael. Aleinu Lach B'tshuva, we need to do tshuva. In order that the korban should be acceptable in front of Hashem, to be very careful that we don't have any machshava that can possel the korban. There's no question the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like, why is this thing? Why me? Mama? Pak, pak? No. אם הקבונוס שלנו יהיה קבונוס טוהרים, הם אלו אשר יטילו את שכי וחסינו שבאמריקה. If our קבונוס שם שמיים, that's what will save American Jewry. Oh, state. That's what Rav Oshri said he heard. There was a Talmid of Rav Chonan that I knew very well who said there's no way Rav Chonan said. There was a discussion amongst the Talmidim what really happened. That was the least. Okay, fine. You get it? Him shall chobul chonen. Betisha bav. Leisi erev anach noir mi. Yata ba'eish hatzata. U ba'eish hatasid liv noiso. Well, Tisha bav, we say that you destroyed with fire. In the future, you rebuild with fire. Oy say shetayis gufeinu. That fire that is, it's the fire that's going to rebuild the base. Kol yudi hu levne shel eish bebinyan abayis lishi sharei levnemo. Every Jew is a fabric, a brick of fire that's going to rebuild the base of Migdash. It says, ki alecho gonu kol yom, because for you we are killed every day. Kabbalah say surim ba'ava. We'll make kabbal these surim ba'av. V'chush b'schus. And we have to be the merit to be the Kabbal Klal Yisrael. That's how they went to their deaths. Rubuchon, Kabur, and Avram, and all the Shel, that's how they went to their deaths. The Simcha. Yitzchok going up to the Akedah. Well, that's what we've been speaking about all the time. Ha'uban v'ahere shel yitzchok roit ima she'etzilu yadut mitruchon to misholchonis. The Holocaust Europe saved Jewry, the rest of the world, terrible spiritual Holocaust. Rebuchon ha'ya barik ulam upacha ki mefache ki tiye gam hamshoah. Rebuchon was much more scared of the spiritual cost that was happening in America than what he was about in Europe. He saw the terrible, terrible desolation. He saw the terrible, terrible desolation. This was the 30s. Rabban saw a terrible spirit holocaust. Must know Yiddishkeit. Inyan Hakshidot Torah Goyach in my yem to America. What's going to be the Jews of America? Tell your mind to how you're now. The unbelievable ritual revel that you see all over the world in America. Speak to people, to rabbis in America 40 years, 50 years ago. Orthodox dead. Ronald Feldman from about how they tried to get him to join the form and this, because there was nothing left of Orthodox. What an insult was for Orthodox rabbis. Nothing. And today, look at America. Look at Lakewood, look at Monty, look at New York, where you go, wherever you go, look at Eretz Yisrael. 50 years ago, what was there? You didn't get kafud. You could, how many people learning Torah is all 50 years ago? Look at the revel, look at the unbelievable rebuild. And that was because of, let's say, we shoveled the marks of awesome. Thousands and thousands upon thousands, but the tshuva flee from the shek, coming back to Hashem. He saw him Elvoim mikeach oyam kedoshim u'shlom leish. That's the result of that unbelievable kiddush Hashem that was made by those thrown into the fires. On the back of the Churban Yerpa comes the final generation, Hadosh Yiskelak L'tayim B'Shek Keni Dolula. The generation that will Mashiach, the generation that's built the ruin of the Churban. That's what we talk about. That's the star of the. Well, Rabban Chanan was in America. When Rabban Chanan was in America, he was talking to somebody, and people used to come see him, and they came a father. Balabos came to see him, that his son in Baronich, Rabban Chanan was Roshiv in Baronich. And he can see what to be, and he wants his son to come to the way of Reb Sim's story. Rabban Chanan already asked son Reb Sim to join him in America. Chanan had sent a message to his son Reb Simcha to join him in America. Reb Simcha had come to America, you knew him? Reb Simcha came to America. And he was sitting with Buchan. And this Balabos father came and said he's got a son learning Aronovich. And he wants to write a letter to him to come to America before it's too late. But his son's not going to learn him, but Buchan found the letter for sure. And he's Rosh Hashanah. So Buchan said to him, does the son have children? He said, yes. He said, then I'm not prepared to son. I'm not prepared. I'm not shy to bring him to America. Not shy. Reb Simcha, that's when he knew he wasn't going to have children. Reb Simcha never had children. If Reb Chanan come to America and stay in America and live in America and build this in America, and he just was by the book, he's not going to have children, Simcha knew he would never have children. That's when Reb told him he had children. Reb Simcha said, I have a kind of maybe Reb Simcha would have children. Anyway, that's not going to happen. But that was that scary it was. A letter to read from Father. Rabbi Yaakov Kletsky, the brother in the Torah song, the Piyach Sotka, Rabbi Mzuzuki. Rabbi Yitzhak was there recently in Bnei Brak. So Rabbi Yaakov Kletsky and the Torah Savram were brothers. When Rabbi Yaakov moved to America, you read the letter that Torah Savram wrote to Rabbi Yaakov. It's hard to read. I'm not going to say it. I haven't got the wall to say anybody could speak to Rabbi Kabetsky like that. He said, you're taking your children to Shmaim. You're taking them to destroy. I'm going to go destroy your family. America. America. So that's what he's saying. You need the head. From the head comes the opportunity to build. Chazal HaKadosh got in line with Kafka. When does that happen? The worst possible time Mishabav means the fear is that it's worse than Mashiach is born. When the darkness and emptiness reaches its peak, that's when the seeds of redemption start sprouting. We know that the a lot windows are locked in the morning. It's dark at the dark of the day when it happens. Kashel gamer bechidus anoich. He says, "Chemitz Mitzrayim." Kashelu akoyim shlo ayachelik taanu. Lehes the ponim go dafka as noyred mushi. Kibolz anoich shlehes astir. The zaychi aste astir noichi get. Through the steer. As Gilina Sahi Bakoichachat, reading the Anchi, it's not him. Calls man light shining, there's nothing for you to do. When the light's taken away, it's dark and there's emptiness, then you are the Anchi, as an individual. That's the end. Yeah, that's the end. That's you reveal a picture of yourself. I mean, you go around this world being who you are, not changing or doing anything. And that's just yeah, and it's really nasty. Or you create new things. You see this kid at the moment. Much of the moment, if you really look at the reality, you suppose the reality says that you disconnected from things you usually connect to. You're part of Tibu, you're part of Ishi, you're part of a club, you're part of this for you, but you're part of something. Today you're part of it, you're not to a certain extent. You're distinctive. Your kids part of school, not in school, you're part of it, you don't go to school, you used to Koidal, then come to Koidal. You say we're still connected, but you become part of Tibu, but you said you have to find Koidal. Saying Halan laid us on your own. I don't know if it means anything to any of you. Halat of the for me is Halal on the Seder. And paying the Yivin and Yivrach the Chazan. It's like a Halat from me out of this. Out of the experience. And now I'm standing home on my own. I don't have a good voice. I can't even meditate because I'm not sure. I call the enigma more than 10 minutes. So Mazel, I'm standing in my salon. And I'm saying, hello, say it. Like that coat. Huh? So, that to knock me. Oh, should I be giving an opportunity for you to say hello now? I pay you never said hello, Layla's and Layla's. The cousin said, Layla entertained you, and you go inside, you know, it's like I have the Layla fellows. You go to a music concert, and you get aroused. You know, you go to a semi concert, and you get very warm. You spoil. Bach, have the $11. What did you do? You said, enjoyed it. That's how I've been hello for 50 years. But you, from the heaven, but what did you get? Nothing. You said a rock, but someone chipped up. Now you get an opportunity to roll up out and use your own files. So you won't get sorry, you'll get teta. But it's you. Then the struck, and I started with many, many things, alarms with Corona, and that forces you to be bigger. You normally double Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, with 300 people and the cousin and so down with maybe 1,000 from Rosh Hashanah. Oh, that's an end. Sure, there's probably going to be in the Rob's backyard, you know, 20 people in the garden, davening night from Rosh Hashanah. You know, so. Davening's a old meme. Where am I going to gather myself? Yes, nine, myself. Now, what we need before. Nochrim Davin, you know, and you're sitting on the bed, you know, you're piggybacking. Now, that you have to do also, that's hard. You could on your own, but Shem saying, need you to give me an opportunity finally to make yourself, to build yourself, to go yourself. You don't get tired, the views are great. You take you onto the top of every helicopter, a sort of hoverland base camp, you know, sort of groveling around in the mud. But if you got your own effort. I see that clear. I see that Mamash said. Not saying the master, the story of it's definitely a story of this corrupt thing. This is the message. But there's certainly somebody learned the reality. The mitzvah is the mitzvah. You know? Shabbos. Shabbos. And he said, oh, Now, the children come, grandchildren coming here, visitors, and you have this, and that kind of, you know, yuck, and I do stuff on Shabbos. Everyone's kind of, no, not that, but it's, you know, it's just people every Shabbos, day, day out, you know, for 6 months. You know, it's just, it's not humble anymore. What before? Before, it's not good, you know, everything inside of you happening into a chasa. You know, the bad, and as a people, you're one of the people dying. You're going to learn how to be my chosen. Whoever was Dachon Khasana, the host knew you were there, you're a person. You had a feeling you're a sinner, and you have a minimum of Samach or a Kala. But then, if you go to that mazel with another 300 people, whatever, and mazel, but you really feel my kai. No, you don't. You're on the third with everybody. So, whatever, then tell them, or you win the next 5 chas, and you go to a chas, your mamish. Well, there's only 10 people, and yeah, now you have to make it, and it's you now, you're doing it. So I'm saying, there's a horror. There is a happen happening at the moment. What's it doing? It's a clearing of horrors that allows the individual to rally himself. And that's exactly what we say here. Okay. And we will continue with Hashem tomorrow. Yeah. Okay, so tomorrow we'll be here, and we'll say bye to everyone. We'll be here, we'll still be Zoom, but I think we caught it to you on Friday. Let's see, let me just see what we'll have any upload. If you've got preference for Friday times, let me know. Ramanesh called you a bit late, so I got your message, I appreciate it. Just been a bit busy, I'll try and call off the side. Okay, good boy, stay up there.